Mayor Monday, and we welcome in the first selectman of the fine time, a town of Fairfield, Michael Tetro. Michael, Jody Ambrosio, and Ray Dunaway, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me join you this morning.
We have one question. Now, your city, your town's a pretty big city. Why isn't it a city? What's the difference?
We've got 60,000 people.
Yeah.
But we've been a town for a long time, for 378 years now, and we kind of like it that way.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Does it make technically any difference whatsoever, Your Honor?
I wish it gave us lower taxes, but no.
Well. And I'll bet your tax rolls are pretty attractive down there, I would guess.
We've got a good mix. We actually are the third highest town in terms of what we contribute to the state government in income tax every year. Only Stamford and Greenwich contribute more to the state than Fairfield.
I say thank you.
How long have you been the man in charge there?
7 years now.
And
that's if you can see First Selectman is in charge, not all my citizens do.
Well, of course not, obviously. you're a wise man to say that.
Yeah.
How has the town changed, Michael, in the 7 years that you've been running the show?
Wow, I actually can go back further now. I grew up here, so I moved to town in 1954.
Wow.
It's been a few years, but actually, I graduated high school in 1970. We had about 55,000 people. We only have about 61,000 today. However, the downtown's a lot more vibrant. There are restaurants. There's entertainment. We've got Fairfield Theater Company. There are things to do. When I was growing up, we used to leave town to go on dates. Now people come to Fairfield.
Oh, I like that. That's good. What industry or what part of the town would you say has grown the most over the past decade?
Oh, easily our downtown and kind of our shopping areas and restaurants. We just finished Restaurant Week. We had 36 restaurants participating, our biggest turnout ever. It's a phenomenal week, but you guys just missed it. So next year, we're going to have to catch you soon.
Please do. You know, and is it primarily, I think when we get down to the Gold Coast, everybody starts thinking about Wall Street, New York, big equity firms. Is that kind of, are you somewhat of a bedroom community or something else?
Oh, very definitely. We're part of the Fairfield County Metro New York City component. We're probably more New York City than we are
Connecticut
in some respects. That's why we're Yankee fans.
That's why you're smart. How does that affect you when it comes, like, let's say to this year's election? Although we have two of the three major candidates for governor come from down near that neck of the woods, but do you think at times in the state capital that they forget about the Gold Coast, that they treat it like it's part of New York, and they don't give you what you've got coming to you from the state?
I think there's sometimes that folks don't appreciate that Fairfield County is really the engine that drives the state of Connecticut.
It is.
We have 25% of the jobs, 30% of the employers, and 40% of the income tax comes from Fairfield County for the entire state of Connecticut.
And yet, at the same time, there's a candidate or two that's saying, you know what, we need to increase the tax on the really wealthy, and that's going to hit you.
I think that's missing the point. We need more income tax. We need more revenue. I won't argue that point.
Okay.
But what we need to do is grow the income tax, not tax people more. What we need to invest down here, get transportation. This is where transportation is the engine that drives Fairfield County.
It is.
Fairfield County drives Connecticut. We've got to invest in transportation.
Well, you sound like a visionary to me.
I like
that.
That makes sense. That makes sense. For things that – what's one hidden gem, Michael, about Fairfield that if you were doing a 30-second spot to try to entice people to come to Fairfield for a day, for a night, for the weekend, what would that one gem be?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know if you can pick one, but let me try.
Okay.
Right, Fairfield's the one town in Connecticut. You can walk to the beach, walk to downtown, walk to the train. We've got a historic district that's also walking distance. We've got plenty of restaurants, and we are the dining destination for Fairfield County down here. So I'd invite everybody to come down. And as you know, there's no better thing than out of town money for a town.
Yeah,
no, it's right. Grows the pie a little bit, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Absolutely. What do you? You know, one thing you were talking about the train, and you know, Jim Cameron, as you know, has been big into essentially commuter rail and things of that sort. Commuters in general, but rail. There was a move afoot, and I don't know if this happened, where around there'd be a development zone that would be around train stations, and did that come to pass or not?
That didn't, because it was the state kind of taking it over.
Yeah, okay.
Transit-oriented development, which is development around train stations, is a big deal. It is for real. We've got a number of developments going underway along those lines because it just makes sense. It's one of the ways you can develop retail, commercial, and residential and take traffic off the roads because people can walk to the trains.
And traffic's a big deal down there.
Oh, boy, it is. So unless we're going to make our highways bigger, anything we can do to get cars off the road is a good thing.
All right.
Oh, First Selectman, we appreciate you coming on. It was nice to get a chance to catch up and learn more about Fairfield and your town there. What kind of things do you guys have planned for Halloween in the fall?
Oh, wow, we've got a host. We've got our Pilot House, which is one of our charities down here, has a harvest fair after dark on the 12th. We've got a dog walk to benefit our Fairfield Canine Service, and that's on the 21st, 11 a.m. on the beach. We've got our 13th annual National Friends of Library Week. The Connecticut Audubon is going to have their Enchanted Forest again on Friday the 26th. Cool. And then we've got our Halloween on the Green on Sunday, October 28th, in our Museum Commons, which brings our entire town out.
That's kind of cool. Sounds like fun.
Community.
Thanks, Michael. We appreciate it. Good luck.
Thanks for being on. There you go. Talk to you.
Good stuff.
He's very glib.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's a good salesman.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good at this.
Yeah, it makes me want to go there.
Well, yeah.